Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joins us. He'll have a busy weekend with Juneteenth and quite a program they've put together, Derek.
Yeah, so we're going to obviously be celebrating Juneteenth like we do every year. And in fact, last year we passed a resolution to declare Juneteenth, encouraging the state to declare Juneteenth a state holiday, and doing it also here at the city. But this year I'm going to be participating in a panel at the on Friday to kind of kick off the festivities this weekend about kind of social justice, law enforcement, and some of the reforms that we have made over the past year, and talking about racial equity and some of the other issues that we confronted in the aftermath of the George Floyd murder last year, talking about some of those, some of that progress that we've made, some of those reforms that we've made here at the city, and other policies and programs that we can put in place thereafter. I think we have the police chief, I think Daniel Mahoney, County Commissioner Daniel Mahoney, and John Willis are going to be moderating it, and they have a whole slew of individuals that are going to be speaking to some of the things that we can do to provide more social and economic justice and some more reforms within our law enforcement community. So I think it should be a good panel and be a good conversation to kind of kick off Juneteenth. And then there's the Southside kind of Summerfest coming up on Saturday. And I do believe they're also going to be repainting the Black Lives Matter mural there on High Street. So I look forward to getting out and engaging in the community. And as you've kind of seen downtown, we're starting to come out from our houses and engage mm-hmm. with one another. And those that are vaccinated, I think, have a good opportunity to continue to engage this weekend and come on down to Elnora Moorman Park and engage with different people from the community. And last year there were some great vendors, and I'm sure there's going to be even more great shops set up this year, and great food as well. I mean, you can't beat the food down there.
Hey, to go along with that justice or injustice, that had to be an eye opener over the weekend, what happened in up in Lansing. Unbelievable weekend with the gun violence. Am I the only one that doesn't carry a gun around here?
Well, I have a couple of guns myself, but you know, gun violence is certainly a problem. We have we just passed kind of the Gun Violence Awareness Day, and it is, you know, while crime has continued to go down year after year here in Jackson, I know other cities face similar problems, and particularly during the pandemic when we've had revenue shortages because of some of the income tax, because of a variety of different issues that we've had to confront during the pandemic. That's made it particularly hard for policing efforts and so on and so forth. But I think with cities confront that. Lansing does as well. And I think, you know, we've had our own challenges here in Jackson. But one of the things that I know I'm going to be pushing for, and I think the city administration is on board with, is restarting our efforts to institute gun violence intervention programming here in the city of Jackson with using some of our rescue plan funds. I think that that is crucial. I think that gun violence is not necessarily something that you can just add more police officers onto the beat and solve. It is a problem that is rooted in some of our in poverty and some of the other social issues that we face, and so it has to involve some sort of community outreach social component. And I think that's what we've seen based on studies, and we talked about this a little bit a few years ago when we pursued the cure violence approach to kind of treat gun violence as if it were a disease communicable disease. The gun violence intervention programming coming out of John Jay College is another program that is intervention programming, and I think that we're going to be hopefully pursuing that with some of our rescue plans here shortly in the coming year.
One of the panels at Juneteenth that should prove to be interesting will be this MLK business corridor and how those discussions are going.
Yeah, so we just restarted. I'm now the interim chair of the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority. We're going to be having a couple of meetings coming up. I'll be passing the baton to someone else, but I'm really excited about that. I think that they have a good energy, and what I'd like to see them do is similar to what we did downtown, of coming up with kind of a streetscape plan of what we want to see MLK look like from downtown all the way down to South Street, and then from MLK Prospect all the way over to 4th, basically. What that street can look like, maybe some more angled parking, maybe we're narrowing the street, adding more green space, and what sort of amenities we want along the street. So I think we're going to be doing some, hopefully doing some community charrettes July, August, and September, October-ish, kind of maybe 1 month, engaging with some residents and businesses along the south side, talking to them about what they want to see, and then also doing some renderings and some drawings to kind of show what that vision could look like and help to attract developers to the area. And the more that we grow the property revenue there with new developments and new industry moving in, new businesses and residents moving in, the more that that is captured and reinvested right back into the community on the south side.
I know we had John Willis and Lee Hampton in last week. They were talking about, you know, the possibility of getting some sort of anchor store that would help to initiate some of this.
Yeah, I mean, a grocery store would be great. You know, I do think that probably what we're going to be seeing first is something that is a little bit easier for us to incentivize and put together is some more housing along the area. You know, mm-hmm. We've seen that we have housing at the Francis Street Lofts already on MLK, and I think more of that coming south with some of the different opportunities that we have will make sense, and something that with some of the incentives that we have coming out of the state is something that we can definitely put together. So you know, I think there's some realistic things that we can do to drive some of that investment on MLK and provide that sort of seed money into the Corridor Improvement Authority.
Can you talk about this Energy Star rating for the city?
Yeah, so again, we are the Jackson metropolitan area, and this is, I think, able to be announced here. Jackson ranks, the Jackson metropolitan statistical area ranks first in small cities across the country for as an Energy Star city. Means we have highly efficient buildings. I think there were 50 now for a city of our size. That ranks us first, and I think that just goes to show, you know, the partnerships that we have with the business community, the ability for you know, some of the work that our developers are doing to make more energy efficient buildings, the work that Consumers Energy is doing to help some of those businesses with reaching that certification. And I think that that all just feeds back into, you know, this long-term vision of making Jackson the energy capital of the state. Consumers Energy is, you know, building their smart energy district downtown. The 200 project, you know, is lined with solar panels on the roof. That's part of the smart energy district there. So, you know, I think as we talk about some of the challenges that we face, you know, it's good to celebrate some of those some of those times where we really knock it out of the park and have done a good job and have some accolades. And I think that this, again, I think it's maybe the second or third year in a row where we've reached, we were number two and I think three for a while. But I think this is at least the second year in a row where we've reached the number one title in small cities across the U.S. So a lot to be proud of here in Jackson.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to see downtown open back up again.
It is. It is good. It is good to have finally some good weather to get out and enjoy the Food Truck Tuesdays and all the other events that are coming back downtown.
Derek, appreciate the visit.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies.